Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Klal Samach Aleph, and we're learning a Simen Yud Beis. So the Chayodim discusses, he's continuing discussing his case of the Chanush Shal Basalmim, and he discusses an issue, how often do you make the bracha in the Chanush Shal Basalmim? So Nichlas V'yotz, a person goes in, then he goes out, and then he comes back in. So if when he left, his intent was to come back, so the leaving is not considered a hefsek in his bracha. When he comes back a second time, he does not need to make into bracha on the besamim. If, however, he saved daitai, or she yotze b'shoz ma meruba, or she nichlas l'chanus acher, it's tzarech l'varech. If he left with intent to come back, meanwhile he was m'siyach das from the bracha, he totally decided, I'm not interested in smelling it anymore, and then he goes back and smells it. Or even if he didn't have a specific intent not to want to smell anymore, but he stayed away for a long time, or he went to a different store, and in any of those scenarios, the law is that he needs to make a bracha, a new bracha rishonah. So a few points over here. The person who stays in the store, he makes a bracha once when he comes in, and that bracha lasts for as long as he's in the store. So the owner who stays there for hours and hours and hours will make one bracha in the morning when he walks in, and that will continue for the rest of the day. Number one. Number two, the Chayyadim says an interesting idea over here, that a person left and he comes back, he can continue using the first bracha. I mean, we discussed before by Hilchus the brachas of food. If a person leaves, there's certain scenarios when once he leaves, he needs to make a new bracha, even if he comes back to the same place. So, when is that? So, for Ashkenazim, the way we paskin, foods which do not require a bracha achrona bim kaimam, which means a person eats as long as it's a shehakol, or vegetables, or fruits. If a person leaves without saying a bracha achrona, he's not mechuyev to go back. If a person eats bread or mezonos without saying a bracha achrona, he has to go back. There are some exceptions, and we spoke about that as well. But the general concept that if the food, it requires that the person should say the bracha achrona in the right place. So he said by foods which hold on to their bracha achrona in that place, it's like, since you're mechuyev to go back, it's like you never really left. So it's not a real shini makom. The foods which you're not mechuyev to go back, as soon as you leave, you left. And your bracha rishona is over. And here we're saying a person makes a bracha rishona on the chanus, leaves and goes back, and he's able to rely on his original bracha rishona, with the exception of the case where if he was actually mechuyev to us. So the Magen Avraham asked the question. The Magen Avraham gives two answers. Mishnah Berurah, interestingly enough, only quotes one of them. The first answer the Magen Avraham says is there's a difference between a smell and a food. When a person eats the food, he makes a bracha rishonah on the food. So we spoke about this idea that the bracha rishonah works on the food that you're eating, and it works on the other food which you intend to eat as well. We create a concept called an eating session. Eating sessions end when a person leaves. By smell, you're not eating other food, you're not smelling other food, you're not smelling different food, you're smelling the exact same smell. It's the same item. You're smelling the same item twice, or three times, or 10 times, or 15 times. So the bracha that you made on this item to smell it lasts. So the fact that you left, since when you come back, you're coming back to the exact same item that you left behind, that's not the same thing as the food, where you're eating different food. It's a different apple, or it's the other half of the apple. It's not the same item that you were eating before. So the bracha of achila extends to besides that first bite that you made, all of the food, because there's a concept called the eating session. Shini makom takes away eating sessions. It doesn't take away the bracha on that self-same item. That's one answer. The Mishnah Berurah does not quote that answer. The Mishnah Berurah says that the difference between over here and over there is that achila requires an action. When you come back, it's not you're automatically back into the original state. You then have to eat. But we hear, by the case of the chanus, you walk in and the smell immediately comes to you. You don't have to do anything to make it happen except other than come back. So then leaving is not considered an interruption. So that would mean that this only works by the case of the chanus, but the case of other scenarios which you spoke about, that you must, where something is primarily used for other purposes, and it only gets a bracha because you pick it up with intent to smell. So you would need a new act of picking it up with intent to smell, and then the Shini Makim would affect it. So according to the first answer, it would not affect it. According to the second answer, it would affect it. So we're going to say seven brachas l'hakol, but the Mishmaror only brings the second answer. It does not bring the first answer of the Magen Ram, which would seem to indicate that the Mishmaror holds that's the Iker answer, which means in that scenario, a person would make a new bracha. This idea of Hesech Hadas, this concept of Hesech Hadas, we'll explain more in the next year. And this idea of waiting as Man Merubah, we'll explain it as well. Meanwhile, have a good day.